The 533rd Corn Belt Farm Hour is on the air. On this final day of National Farm Safety Week, WHO devotes the entire Corn Belt Farm Hour to farm and home safety, with a special salute to those Iowans who have been particularly active in this all-important project. To be heard on today's program will be Kirk Fox, editor of Successful Farming and chairman of the State Farm Safety Committee, Norval Wardle, State Farm Safety Specialist, an interview in a Jefferson County grain field, other interviews with winners in the second annual WHO Farm Safety Contest, will also receive their awards. And for the final highlight, we'll call on Iowa's top farm official, Secretary of Agriculture Harry Lynn. In charge of today's program is Farm Director Herb Plambeck, assisted by Gene Meyer, Eileen Shives, and Chuck Forbes. Our soloist, lovely Lucia Thorne, is with us, as is Don Hovey and the Corn Belt Hour Orchestra, opening with Good News. Opening our special farm safety salute is a harvest time feature with WHO's Herb Plambeck using a tape recorder interviewing a Jefferson County farmer right in the field.
We're on the Francis Nichols farm now, where combining is the order of the day, as it is on so many countless thousands of other farms throughout the Midwest during the height of this harvest season. Mr. Nichols is near at hand with his tractor and combine. I'm going to see if we can pick up the sound a little bit better. Here it is, the combine going full blast. Now let's see if we can get Mr. Nichols to come down here, and we'll visit with him just a moment about some of the things that are pertinent in the way of farm safety around the combine. First of all, Mr. Nichols, it's awfully nice of you to take time out to visit with us a little bit. How's the oats look? How do you think it will yield?
Oh, about 30 bushel.
It's not quite up to the standard we'd like to have, but after all, 30 bushels is worth having now, too. I see it's down just a little bit. Is it making it any tougher for you?
Weeds are coming up in it a little, and
That would be
makes it hard to get.
That would be true in a lot of fields. Well, Francis, what are some of the things that we must be sure to keep in mind as we're out there operating the combine and similar harvesting equipment, particularly the combine?
Well, you should disengage the power takeoff whenever you get off to work on the machine. And
that would be one of the first things and one of the most important things to keep in mind. And then, too, I presume it's well to make the point here that shields over the power takeoff are a very valuable thing to keep in mind.
Yes, they should be kept in place.
And what about the canvases? Yours look to be in especially good repair. Do you make a special effort to have them that way?
Yes. If you have good canvases, they won't slip, and you don't have to be getting your hands in their machine.
Right you are, and of course it'll be a saving insofar as the grain is concerned and the time that it takes. What about the road? Do you have to cross the road or drive along the road any with your combine and outfit?
I have to drive from the house out to the field on Highway 34. And I have to be awful careful about the cars.
That's what I thought you would want to say in that regard. I noticed, too, there's a grand little chap at your place. Looks like a little fella about, 2 or 3 years old. I'm sure you'd want to be pretty careful about that boy being around.
You have to keep your eyes on him all the time.
And that goes for a great lot of other youngsters, especially around equipment. Well, Francis Nichols, you've been grand to take this time and tell us about the combine. I noticed when I was out there on your farmstead that you had a hammer mill, and I noticed, too, there were some other tools and pieces of equipment around. Is there anything you'd care to add about the hammer mill?
When you clean it out, if it's clogged up, keep your hands away from the knives.
That's a good point to keep in mind on that machine and any other machine that has danger of that nature associated with it. One other thing occurs to me, and that is clothing. I see you're wearing a type of close-fitting sweatshirt and close-fitting clothes all the way around. I presume that you do that purposely at this season of the year. What about other seasons of the year? Supposing the corn picking time.
You have more of a tendency to wear a lot of clothes, and you have to watch out that they aren't ragged.
That's an important thing to keep in mind always around machines, whether that be one of the harvesting tools or whether that be the hammer mill or thresh machine with the belts and the pulleys, which might possibly involve some sort of danger to the loose-fitting clothing and take in the occupant that way.
And now from the harvest field to Studio A and to another number by the orchestra. It's Shari Waltz. Now, for more farm and home safety features, here again is the Corn Belt Hour director.
As most of our listeners know, WHO this week completed its second annual Farm and Home Safety Contest. Listeners were invited to send in letters, cards, or essays telling about a farm or home mishap and how it might have been averted and how similar accidents can be prevented. Prizes totaling $100 were offered. Outstanding judges were chosen and spent the better part of 2 days going over entries from all parts of the Central Corn Belt. Heading the judging committee was Iowa's newly appointed farm safety specialist, Norval Wardle. Mr. Wardle is here and will tell about the committee's work.
Thanks, Herm. We enjoyed very much judging this contest. The other judges were Miss Mabel Nelson, Dean of Home Economics, Iowa State College, Mrs. Ellen Hobson, Polk County Rural Homemaker, Leif Young, Farm and Home Administration, Miss Gail Songer, Polk County Home Economist, and Chester Strait, REA. There were several excellent entries, and our biggest job was to find which was the best. We could have easily picked twice as many winners in each division. In the judging, we considered two main points. First, the suggestion for preventing the accident. That is, how practical it was in its originality. And second, the importance of the accident. Every entry is to be commended for their participation. Recognition and consideration of the hazards which we daily face is the first step in safe living. Repeatedly, the contestant stated that after the accident happened, they took care of the hazard. We will go a long way in preventing accidents on our farms when we recognize that eternal vigilance is the price of safe living.
Thank you, Norval Wardle, for the outstanding work done by you and your committee, and thanks for that very sound advice. Now to salute the winners, I'm happy to call on Kirk Fox, editor of Successful Farming and chairman of the Iowa Farm Safety Committee.
Thank you, Herb. I consider it a privilege to present the winners in the second annual WHO Farm and Home Safety Contest, and to commend the many others whose entry in this interesting competition has contributed to the goal of greater farm and home safety. First place in the senior division was won by Mrs. John Marshall Davis of Ottoman County. Other cash prizes in the order of their rank in the contest go to Mrs. Melba Lucas of Pleasanton, Mrs. C.L. Riggle of X-Line, Oscar Bailey, Elmer, Missouri, Mrs. Christine Beecham, Richland, Iona Woodside, Prescott, Mrs. R.C. Gibson, Gladbrook, Mrs. E.R. Townsend, Osceola, Mrs. C.E. Paulson of Mount Sterling, Illinois, Ross Woodside of Prescott, and Mrs. Lester Johnson of Thor. In the junior section, for entrants 18 years or younger, Richard Connell of Buena Vista County was first, followed in this order by these Iowa youngsters: Robert Smith of State Center, Mernie Martins of Martinsdale, Delbert Klima, Solon, Mark Umble, Monroe, Kenneth Bailey, Oskaloosa, Dolores Terpstra, Kellogg, Charles Casson, Sigourney, Margaret Silber, Ionia, 7-year-old Jerry Sowers, Story City, and Doris Poorbaugh of Farrar. In behalf of the Iowa Farm Safety Committee and for all the others in the state and nation devoting time and thought to accident prevention on the farm and in the home, I offer sincerely congratulations to these winners. Theirs is an important responsibility in making Midwest farm and homes safer and happier. Their recommendations will be carefully considered by the Iowa Farm Safety Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk Fox. And now, to hear from some of the winners, let's turn first to Gene Meyer with one of the winners in the junior class.
It's a pleasure to present the winner in the junior section. He's a 17-year-old farm boy from Storm Lake, Rich Connell. Congratulations are certainly in order for you, Rich, since you also were one of the winners last year, weren't you?
Yes, sir. Last year I won third place.
Well, I'm sure our listeners will want to hear about the accident you reported, but first, let's hear a word about your farming enterprise. I see the letterhead here says Pinecrest Stock Farm. Are you a part of the farming enterprise on your dad's farm?
Yes, but I'm only a small part. You see, there's my dad, my mother, my brother Bob, and my sister Noreen.
Well, that's certainly fine, Rich. Are you a 4-H club member?
Yes, I am. I've raised brown Swiss dairy heifers for the last 4 years.
I understand, too, that you've been doing quite a little camping this summer, haven't you?
Yes, I was at the conservation camp at Camp Matagua on June 12th, and then I was elected mayor at Boys State, which I attended the next week.
Well, that's certainly fine, Rich. You sound like you've had a very busy summer, or maybe I should say your dad and brother Bob have had a busy time of it. Now, Rich, tell us about the accident that you reported.
Well, a farmer came in from plowing his corn, and he immediately began to refuel his tractor. A salesman arrived while he had not yet finished, and he left this job to his 10-year-old boy. The boy ran the tanks over, and as the tractor was hot, the fuel ignited. and the boy was doused with the fuel. He was burned quite bad about the legs, and the tractor was a total loss. If it had not been for the father and the salesman, he would have surely lost his life.
Well, that certainly was some accident, Rich. Now we're anxious to hear how that and other similar accidents might have been prevented.
You should never fill a tractor just in from the field while the motors and manifolds are still hot. Never fill a tractor while the motor is running. And keep all small children away from tractors while refueling. Hot tractors being refueled are no job for a 10-year-old boy. And let the salesman wait. His time is not so precious that we can risk life and limb.
Thank you very much, Rich Connell, for those worthy suggestions. Congratulations again, and here is your check for $20.
Thank you, Gene.
And now back to Herb.
Gene, before we present the next winner in the junior division of our farm safety contest, here is Gene Gott of the WHO newsroom with a bulletin.
Mrs. Martha Truman, the 94-year-old mother of the President of the United States, has died at her home in Grandview, Missouri. President Truman was flying to her bedside when word came his mother had lost her long fight for life. Mr. Truman is continuing to Grandview. Repeating, Mrs. Martha Truman has died.
That was a special bulletin read by Gene Gott of the WHO newsroom. And now to the second place winner in the Keene Junior competition. He's 15-year-old Robert Smith of State Center. Congratulations, Bob, and will you tell the listeners the nature of the accident you reported?
My entry dealt with a fatal accident on the farm.